Monday, May 10th. Monday, May 10th marked the opening day of filming the new season. Mark Burnett and his team came to my offices to show me the tape to introduce me to the 18 new apprentice candidates. I would soon be face to face with these men and women in the boardroom downstairs. They looked like a dynamic and energetic group, type A personalities all the way. Not only do they look good, but their backgrounds include West Point, Princeton, Harvard, and Wharton. Not bad. At 11 a.m., we all went to the fourth floor suite, which had been beautifully redesigned by Kelly Van Patter. She did the first season's suite, too, and this one was even better. Jim Dowd of NBC met us there along with Craig Plestis, Senior Vice President of Alternative Programs and Development at NBC, and Lee Strauss, Vice President of Business Affairs at NBC, also known as the reality show Dealmaker. I got quite a welcome, and it made me think that maybe I matter to this network, which is a great feeling. As business partners go, NBC is the best. Carolyn Kepcher, George Ross, and Robin Himmler from my staff were there and ready to go into our second season as regulars. As is Scott Duncan, a photographer with great-looking dreadlocks and talent to match, who is also the brother of Tim Duncan of the San Antonio Spurs. Mark introduced me to his beautiful girlfriend, the television star Roma Downey, and we gave her a tour of the infamous boardroom. Then it was time to meet the 18 new candidates in person. Sitting before the new contestants, I noticed that George was looking especially dapper. I think TV stardom agrees with him. However, I clued in the new 18 that while both George and Carolyn can be tough and nasty, to watch out, George actually is nasty. They laughed. I don't think they believed me. All of the candidates introduced themselves. They were obviously and understandably nervous, but I could tell that the anticipation level was completely positive. That energy gave me a great first impression of them, and I told them that taking a shot at this show deserves some self-congratulation. They have drive. I also mentioned that Bill Rancic is doing very well as the winner of the first season, but that all the other candidates from that show are certainly on their way as well. There are no losers in this new lineup before me. Carolyn mentioned to them that only 18 out of 1 million applicants were chosen. That should give them a lot of confidence going into the challenges that await them. George, trying to be polite for a change, told them they all are highly qualified and that he expects them to do a good job. I also told the men and women that they would be divided into two groups according to gender. I took a lot of heat for that the last time, but that's too bad. I'm not running for office, and it's my decision. They would soon be put through the ringer, and they would feel every emotion, both positive and negative, in the process. But someone would emerge as my apprentice with another terrific opportunity waiting for him or her at the finish line. It might be a nasty race, but it will also be fun. With that, they were off to the suite, which had been furnished with plenty of champagne, caviar, and other indicators of their good fortune just to be here today. I think they all felt that way, just as we did. I found myself wondering whether we had another Sam Solovey in this group. Sam is odd, but talented. Some of his quirky behavior didn't make it to the television show. For example, he actually dressed up in an evening gown, not really a pretty sight, for a commercial promoting my Miss USA pageant. Not many people would have done that. I have to give him credit. And the $250,000 that Sam supposedly gave me? It wasn't $250,000 at all, but about $1,100 with lots of newspapers tucked under it. But that's Sam. He's tricky, he's smart, and he'll be just fine. I had the advantage of introductions to the 18 new candidates, so here's a brief bio for each of them for you.